This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. I remember the first time I heard Sheryl Crow's music. I was at a public radio conference with a good friend of mine who ran an NPR station in Missouri when her song All I Want to Do came on MTV. And my friend said, I know her. She used to play in all these little bars around Missouri. It's so nice to see a local girl make good. And has she ever? Now, after 9 albums, 9 Grammy Awards, and over 50 million records sold, Sheryl Crow is back with a new record that looks back to her early days, maybe not that early, but Sheryl Crow and her band are here with us in our Soundcheck studio. You can watch us at Facebook Live at WNYC Soundcheck, and they're going to start us off with her song called Halfway There.
Halfway There, here we go. Trying to reach
Sheryl Crow and the band live on Soundcheck with a song called Halfway There, which is from the new album called Be Myself. Sheryl Crow singing, playing bass guitar, Peter Stroud on guitar, Robert Kearns playing guitar, and Fred Eltringham behind a contraption of some sort.
A very manly kit. Only a real man can play such small toys and make a big sound.
So, Sheryl, first of all, congratulations. The new record sounds terrific.
Thank you.
And at a time where everyone, I mean, let's face it, troubled times, lots of people are writing songs, staking out one territory or another, your song, Halfway There, is kind of a plea for something else, for coming together in the middle.
It's kind of a plea for, I don't know, sanity maybe, yeah. And reason. I just found that last year, I started a petition on change.org to try and limit the campaign season, like down to a finite amount of time. Like there are a lot of other countries that do this, where their campaign season will be like 3 months or 6 months or whatever. Ours the last time was 2 years. I found that by the time August rolled around, when we were making this record or writing for it, that the hate rhetoric and the vitriol was making me not recognize people and not even recognize us as Americans, to not be able to have a sense of decorum when talking about our differences, about a country that we all love. We all want the same things. It just begged the question, is there some way we can meet in the middle? And that's really what the song's about. Not trying to be preachy, but I live in a town that is in a very red state, mm-hmm. Tennessee. I live in Nashville. Nashville, I guess, is like a little blue oasis. However, most of the people I know in Nashville are very conservative. I'm a liberal. Most people know that. And so, you know, you may be driving a big old Chevy truck and I may be driving a hybrid. It doesn't mean that we don't want the same things,
right.
You know. So that's... You know, that's the impetus for the song.
Are you driving a hybrid?
I do drive a hybrid. Actually, I drive a hybrid and I drive a minivan. I rock the minivan in the school drop-off lane, people. Boom.
So, first of all, great band.
Yes, I mean, they are.
You guys were having a lot of fun before we even went on the air. The set list included My Girl and some Eagles, and
We did a little grocery store version of Girl from Ipanema.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But for touring purposes, it'll be all Sheryl Crow, I'm assuming.
Not necessarily.
Really?
One must come and see what is in store for them. I dare you.
Well, this album, Be Myself, I mean, it is being sort of touted as a return to kind of the earlier sound of your career. Was that the intention when you started, or was that something that you kind of found yourself falling
into?
Well,
I think sonically and stylistically, we wound up back where we were because of the formation that we made the record in. And basically, my dear, dear friend Jeff Trott moved to Nashville, and we've written together through the years, but the last couple of years we hadn't done too much because he'd come into town and we'd feel this pressure, like, we got to write something great, and then it would kind of peter out. But when he moved, and he literally moved like 3 miles from my house, he came over one morning and we wrote like 2 or 3 songs in one day. And we're like, we should keep doing this. We should make a record. And we got together 3 more times and we wound up with 17 songs. And we wound up making a record in a little under 4 weeks. And it sounds like the old stuff by virtue of the fact that he was on guitar, I was on bass. We wrote it as we went. With the help of Andrew Petroff's wonderful drum programmer, and Fred actually too came in and played live drums, and so the writing process was the same as those early records. And we called in Chad Blake and said, "You got to come be a part of us." That's where we were. That's how we began. And so that's, you know, I think sonically that's what it wound up being. But I also feel like the spirit of it was the same, in that the frustrations I was feeling during the second record, of feeling pretty raw and you know, a little rough around the edges, was the same spirit this record was made in. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just really felt like there was so much stuff there hanging in the ether all around all of us collectively, that as soon as I'd open my mouth, it would just start streaming out. And that's a very luxurious place to be in as a writer. Doesn't happen very often.
Right.
But, man, there's a lot to write about right now. And, you know, there's also the liberation of being my age and knowing I can write songs for grown-ups.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, there is a song called Grow Up on the record.
Yeah.
But for you, has the writing process always been a collaborative? You're not one of those, I need a cabin in the woods to write my songs?
I've done the cabin in the woods thing. You know, I do cabin in the woods in the middle of making a record generally, and that's where the solo stuff comes from. But, you know, really, as far as my commercial success is concerned, I find that Jeff and I are, I call him my musical husband. We've written most of the songs that I've ever made any money on. We've written them together. He plays kind of what, he plays definitely what I want to hear and what I relate to, and we have very similar references. We have a very similar feel, and I just, you know, it's just a safe place for me. I love it. I've written with other people, like I did a collaborative record for the country record, and I enjoyed it, and I felt like I really stretched myself. It wasn't that much fun. It's hard to sit in a room with people, especially people you don't know very well, and try to make an art piece of art, you know? Yeah, it's just a weird thing. But I did it, and it was good for me, and that was that, so...
Well, you know, the album has, it seems like it was kind of organic the way the music took you where it wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
But it also seems to have made a lot of stops along the way because, you know, there's the song we began with, Alone in the Dark, you know, that's this kind of great sort of mid-tempo rock ballad thing. But then there's Heartbeat Away, which has a kind of classic, almost classic 70s sound to it. You got the money, you got the fame, when you see me calling, oh, know my name. I'm in the shadows, till you die a day, revelations of a heartbeat away. You got the money, you got the fame, when you see me coming, you'll know my name. I'm in the shadows.
You know what I say? There is nothing wrong with the 70s.
Yeah.
I love the 70s. There, I said it. I said it, everybody. I said it. I love the 70s.
And another of my favorite tracks from the new album, Be Myself, is the one you guys are going to play next. Now, you're switching from bass to six string here.
Indeed.
The song is called Long Way Back. You want to play it for us?
Yeah, and this is, I say it's sort of like the second chapter of, or part two to Every Day's a Winding Road. I feel like because I'm, hey, Ricky, will you grab me a pick? I feel like because of my... Oh, thank you. Because of my... I can't play with a yellow pick. It has to be gray. No, I'm kidding. I feel it like because I've had a life that has been full of twists and turns. I've had real jobs before I had this job. I traveled around the world and then had children. And I have a perspective now that's so much different than what it was when I wrote Every Day is a Winding Road. That I feel like the optimism of Every Day is a Winding Road... And that road out in front of you and the possibilities that it brings you was what motivated that song. And this song, Long Way Back Home, is sort of the testimony that sometimes when you go far away from where you thought you were going to go, that's where you find yourself. Mm-hmm. So that is what this song's about. All right.
Sometimes
That, once again, is Sheryl Crow and the band live on Soundcheck with the song Long Way Back. Is it Long Way Back Home?
It's actually Long Way Back. It probably should be Long Way Back Home.
Okay.
Just trying to mix everybody up.
From the album, it doesn't take much to mix me up. So Be Myself is the name of the record.
Yes.
There is a line in the song Be Myself where you sing, keeping up with the hipsters is a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Do you try?
Oh,
have you tried?
Not anymore. What's hip to me is like showing up to the science fair with your kid, you know, wearing tennis shoes, no makeup, and your kid's dragging you around and showing you all the cool inventions. That's hip to me.
But so what are you listening to these days? Do you keep up with what the kids are listening to?
Well,
having two of them, you have little choice in the matter.
Our tastes are very different. Like, I try to introduce them, and I always continue to try to introduce them to the songs and the music that I feel like they need to be. And I will always continue to do that. I'm constantly playing, you know, everything from, you know, the Rolling Stones to Aretha Franklin to Mahalia Jackson to Marvin Gaye, you know, everything, James Taylor, everything in the house. They want to hear 21 Pilots. They want to hear Chainsmokers. You know, they want to hear Flo Rida. I'm really into, we have a radio station called Lightning 100 in Nashville. It's a AAA station. Uh-huh. And they have turned me on to, there's so much good music out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Lake Street Dive, I'm blanking. Head and the Heart. I mean, there's just so much good stuff out there. I'm constantly Shazamming stuff. So, I'm totally psyched about music right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, my kids are older than yours, but when they were growing up, you know, instead of like radio or TV at bedtime, they'd get Dad with the guitar.
And fun.
You know, they got a steady dose of Peter Gabriel and
Little Cat Stevens.
Anything I could play like that I thought was cool. And, you know, that kind of thing sticks.
Okay,
you know,
well, last thing my kids want me to do is play or sing to them. And when Wyatt was about three, I would play the piano. He'd say, no play. And I think I had a long conversation with James Taylor about it. He said that his twins were that way. And I guess for him it represented me working and not having my attention on him. They're better about it now, but they, you know, they like mommy to just be mommy, and I get it. So.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm a music fan around them.
Yeah. So the record is called Be Myself. There will be this tour, but there's also another record in the works, right? A collaborative one.
Yes, there is.
So who all is involved in that?
Well, I'll tell you the experience. I made the country record, and while that was was just a great experience, it was really hard on me, and I wanted to get back to making music and surrounding myself with people that I just love. And I realized after working with Kris Kristofferson, who I've known for 20 years, that, you know, life is marching on. And I've sung with all these people for years, but I've never asked them to come sing with me. So I started calling people and saying, I want to do something with you. Everyone from Kris to Don Henley, who was one of the first people to give me a gig, to Stevie Nicks, who's just been a dear friend, but also a monumental inspiration for me, to Willie Nelson, who's been, I mean, he's just been a partner in crime for me for years and years, and even got to record posthumously with Johnny Cash, a song that he'd recorded of mine. I had the demo, and his family was like, please do this. And I mean, just so many great people, Joe Walsh, Vince Gill, Emmy Lou, you know, my heroes, my real life heroes. So I'm leaving people out, but it's been a wonderful experience.
Yeah. Well, we recently heard some of your work with Rodney Crowell when he was here on Soundcheck.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, a whole album of that sort of thing is a very promising thing to look forward to. When do you think that'll come out?
It'll come out sometime next year. I mean, I left off Keith Richards. I don't know if you guys have heard of him
before. I've heard of him,
but did some work with him as well. He's a newcomer, just trying to give him a leg up. But, yeah, I think it's going to be out sometime next year.
What are you going to do together?
Actually, I called him and said, I just did a country record, and I did not record the worst. And that's just like one of the great country songs of all time. Would you come? Can we record that together? And he's like, yeah. He calls me little sister. Yeah, little sister. So I came to New York. We hung out for a couple of days. And I mean, dream come true.
Yeah. But we have to wait till next year to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Be Myself is the name of the latest from Sheryl Crow. She is touring this spring behind it here in New York, Beacon Theater, on June 28th. Sheryl, to you and the band, thank you so much for coming in. It's
Thanks
been great
for having
fun.
Us. We've had a great time.
I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.
Summer shrink today. He said, girl, I can't help you. I've been seeing you so long, but nothing has changed. You try Adderall and alcohol. Sadly, the fact remains. You turn my
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check out soundcheck.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, who also engineered this session. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.